Hello and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. And we're really happy to have a very interesting person joining us today, Coyote Peterson, who has really his own a wild animal show empire on a ton of different channels. And I'll let him explain that more because he just tried to explain it to me. He's basically everywhere. Started on Animal Planet, now YouTube. You know what, Coyote? Why don't you tell everyone where they can find your stuff?
Sure, yeah. Thanks for having me on today, Tyler. So the genesis of all of our animal content really began in the YouTube space, and that is still certainly the spot where everybody can go to check it out. So Brave Wilderness is our channel. At this point, I believe we have close to 750 videos. We've traveled all over the world filming some of our planet's most incredible animals, whether they're misunderstood, feared, centered around myth and folklore. Like, we go after everything that we possibly can and always focus on the creatures that we know very little about or oftentimes make our skin crawl. Our channel got pretty popular by me being intentionally bitten or stung by a number of the creepier looking creatures on our planet. That then led to us doing an 18-part series for Animal Planet called Brave the Wild, where we got up close with all sorts of fascinating creatures, from Tasmanian devils to swimming underwater with anacondas. Happy to be here today talking to you about everything that is Brave Wilderness.
And also Columbus, Ohio, because that's where I met you during PCMA Convening Leaders was there. And I checked in with Experience Columbus a couple days before, and they were happy to get you involved. And you're a very big proponent of Columbus. I think you went to school there. And why don't you tell folks before we get into more about the other stuff you do, what is so appealing about Columbus to you?
Yeah, so Columbus is where I currently call home. That's where the Brave Wilderness brand is based out of. I've been living here since 2005, since 2000. I went to school at the Ohio State University, graduated in 2005, and have been here ever since. And one of the reasons I just love Columbus so much is the accessibility that this city provides any young aspiring business entrepreneur or creative. You have an industry where everybody, and when I say industry, I mean industry as a whole, this entire city is a working organism that seems to love helping itself. And nobody ever tells you that an idea is not a good idea, and people will jump on board to support different artists or business visionaries' goals. And sure enough, that's what I experienced here, not only through college, but also post-college and developing my own businesses and brands. And we've been here pretty much ever since. And I think Columbus is proud that we've got a cool animal adventure brand like Brave Wilderness. And we're certainly very proud to promote all the elements that Columbus provides us. One of my favorite places is the Columbus Metro Parks, where I go out and do a lot of research on a number of its different animal species. We've done tons of early developmental filming at the Metro Park. So they were a huge help in the start of what has now become the Brave Wilderness brand. So yeah, Columbus, it's home and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there, now this was my second time. And the first time I went there, I think it was for ASAE, which our meeting professional audience will certainly know. But I was immediately struck by the entrepreneurial sort of atmosphere there. Young people creating businesses, whether it be coffee shops, people doing distilleries, breweries. There's a lot of action there. And I guess maybe that gets fed from the Ohio State University and some of the other aspects of it. But, why don't you tell us more about what people are doing there as far as starting businesses and sort of the environment that is conducive to collaboration there?
Yeah, Columbus definitely exudes ambition, that's for sure. There are a lot of very, very talented people here. And I think a lot of times that talent does go in line with people's ambition. And when you can couple the two together, you really have the chance of creating success. And when you really look at the grand scheme of things that have become successful brand-wise, even throughout the course of the past 50 or 60 years, a lot of things are born out of Columbus, even if they don't necessarily stay here. For us, it was very important to stay a part of the city, being the generation that I've been growing up within, and just the growth of the city kind of happening at the same time. Between when I was at The Ohio State University and today, it's just unbelievable how much this city has grown from the campus area down through the Short North and into German Village. It's like the whole city is this connected inner, you know, travel way for whether you're going by vehicle or you're now safely going by foot. And I think for the generations that grew up through this and the ones that are now coming to Ohio State and migrating towards the city, it's sort of like a magnet for creativity. And the more and more we are seeing this, the more it makes me want to be a part of the city. So between Ohio State and CCAD, Columbus College of Art and Design, you know, we've got a lot of very gifted and talented individuals that seek this city out to get their start with their careers. Our big goal now is to just hopefully get these people to stay here versus like, you know, migrating to the West Coast or the East Coast, where, you know, you have a much lower glass ceiling in many instances. And people don't necessarily have the ability to start their own brands and bring them to a level of success that can be celebrated, like I think many times it is celebrated here in Columbus.
And I know I met you at first at the Ginger Rabbit, which was a great, like kind of almost speakeasy style jazz bar. And we had a great time there, and then had a great dinner at Fire Short North, which is in the Hilton Columbus downtown, where, I mean, the highlight of the whole trip might have been that giant tomahawk.
Yeah, we went all the way at the tomahawk steak, right?
I'm still thinking about that, definitely. What are some other places, just you as a resident there, that stand out to you for people to check out?
Yeah, I mean, really, you can't go wrong. You know, good friend of mine, Cameron Mitchell, who I've known for a number of years, actually met Cameron for the first time when I was a caddy at Muirfield Golf Course. Cameron's probably one of the greatest success stories in Columbus and the restaurant empire that he has built. I mean, you come to Columbus, if you are not hopping around from Cameron Mitchell restaurant to Cameron Mitchell restaurant, I don't know what you're doing, but he's got some of the absolute best. I live up in the Lewis Center area, and there's a restaurant group there that has a place called the Kitchen Social, which is my current favorite spot to visit in Columbus. It's a combination of the food in Columbus and also the people that work at these food establishments. Everybody is so friendly. Everybody is so proud to work for the different, whether it's restaurants or other businesses and brands that they work for. And there's that certain sense of pride that I think Columbus exudes from the people that feel as if they are part of what the building of those different little industries are. And whether it's the restaurant world, the hospitality world, the fashion world, the art world, the entertainment space, I've got a number of friends who have little up and coming businesses. One of my friends, specifically actually the sweatshirt that I'm wearing right now, Leisure Club, a friend of mine who's launched this amazing little hangout vintage store that you can come in and shop for vintage or logo branded stuff that's their brand, or have the chance to rent this place out for your own, you know, happy hour hangout or pre-go night out on the town hangout. So just so many cool things to do. And again, I go back to everybody being very proud to be a part of these things that they are involved in.
Excellent. But let's get back to your show, because that's so interesting.
Yeah.
And I mean, one of the things you mentioned, and I know from being on the tour, and a lot of the people there were like, you were good enough like to tape little messages for their kids, and they just go nuts over you. You're like, man, if you're like 15, 16 years old, especially, all those kids know what you're up to, and they all focus in on this crazy guy who gets bit by all these animals, right? And I did quick research on the internet, and it says you've been bitten or stung by things over 500 times, including a murder hornet, I'm seeing. What was like the nastiest, most painful thing you've been bitten by?
Good question. So for a little bit of context, when it comes to the intentional bites and stings that I've taken, we do a lot of research in advance to make sure that something's not going to go catastrophically wrong. Now, it's certainly fair to say that you never know how your body's going to react to any one specific venom. So far, so good. Knock on wood. Nothing's been overly catastrophic for me. Haven't had any real negative allergic reactions. But one of the most painful recent experiences I've gone through, and I can also proudly claim this is one of the dumbest things I've ever done, was to stick my hand into a box with 200 angry yellow jackets, where I was stung close to or maybe just over 100 times in 10 seconds. So the pain that came from that, the pain and swelling lasted for about 36 hours. And like I said, I mean, I don't think you've got to be Einstein to figure out that putting your hand in a box with yellow jackets is a bad idea. We didn't think it was going to be quite as bad as it was, but for the audience, it certainly was entertaining. And if we're able to educate them while also entertaining, then we feel as if we have won the game. But when it comes to the bite and sting content on the Brave Wilderness YouTube channel, it really only makes up about 2% of what we do. A lot of the episodes are very conservation centric. We try to work with as many international organizations as we can to promote research that they are doing, whether that has to do with the protection of large predators like wolves or jaguars or smaller, lesser known species. You'd be surprised how important the conservation of different insect species within the rainforest really is. And I was actually just in Costa Rica a week ago. We did a fascinating episode on the conservation of different moth and beetle species. And I learned so much working with this incredible entomologist that just things I didn't know about before when it comes to the pollination that insects do for different plants and how that is essentially the lifeline to humans existing in the future. And when you think about how detrimental the human impact has been on the rainforest, specifically in some areas when it comes to cutting the rainforest down to put in like palm oil trees and stuff like that, removing the native species in effect just completely diminishes the number of insect species. Without the insects, they can't pollinate the plants that ultimately turn into the food that humans eat. So I won't go too far down that tangent, but man, did I learn a lot in the past week when it comes to insect conservation. But with Brave Wilderness as a whole, it's all about finding a way to create content that is educational, very entertaining, and when applicable, has a great conservation spin to it.
Yeah, what are some of the interesting places you've been? I imagine you've been all over the world. Any destinations stand out to you?
I would say at this point, one of my favorite places and a spot that I can't wait to get back to is Japan. We shot a lot of footage, a lot of episodes in an area called the Tottori Prefecture and got to work way in the backcountry up in the mountains with one of the world's most renowned giant salamander experts, where we got to catch Japanese giant salamanders out in the wild. I mean, this is just an incredibly bizarre, enormous salamander species, second biggest in the world, in fact. So getting to do things like that is what makes my job so rewarding. But aside from Japan, yeah, I've been to South America multiple times, Africa multiple times, getting ready right now to go back to Australia for the third time. Visited pretty much every one of the United States, Alaska, Hawaii. I mean, you name it, we've been there. Really, some of the places that we haven't been yet, which are on our target list for this year, is Indonesia and Borneo are two of our big targets. So we've got some projects in the works right now with one of our partners, the Nature Conservancy, to do some work there specifically surrounding the conservation work for orangutans, and also hopefully to film Komodo dragons, which is the number one species on my bucket list right now.
Wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing this. I didn't really know of the conservation angle as much as you said, and it's really great work you're doing. I think you would be a natural in the meetings and conventions circuit to be a speaker, and I'm hoping you really consider that with all the stories you have, the great conservation angle. I mean, the time is so important with where we're at with the environment and global warming and the big changes ahead. So, I'm hoping I'll get to see you on the circuit sometime soon.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's certainly something that we're looking into. You know, what's unique with Brave Wilderness, and specifically me as a guy that's seen in front of the camera, is I also do a lot behind the camera. So yes, I've got some amazing stories to share with my animal encounters, but I also know a lot about, you know, the concepts of brand building, how to build success within, you know, the digital space, which, you know, so many people have the opportunity to do nowadays with the various digital distribution platforms. I mean, 5 years ago, YouTube was kind of the core of it all. And now you've got Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and who knows what's going to be next. And with, you know, so many different streaming services and networks trying to find out what's going to be their streaming service, the opportunities for people to get into the entertainment industry and find a way to be successful are greater than they ever have been before. So that's certainly a story that we love to share, not only with how we've done it, but how we can hopefully inspire and help people navigate the right path to finding success in their own ambitions for having a future in really any sort of business. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I certainly enjoy talking to people, and getting to share stories is probably my favorite thing to do.
I think, you know, you have the, you know, Brave Wilderness, the social media and media landscape is a Brave Wilderness in itself.
Yeah.
Changing. So, wow. Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. It was really a pleasure meeting you. And I'm guessing there's nothing that you know of that's going to bite or sting us in Columbus we should be aware of?
Nope. Columbus, believe it or not, is one of the safest places on the planet. We've got no venomous animals. We've got no major predators. I mean, you can pretty much go out into any one of the Columbus metro parks and walk around barefoot, and you would be completely fine. Not that I recommend walking around barefoot, but it is a pretty safe place to live. And at this point, I certainly enjoy it. And I know the people that call Columbus home share that same sentiment.
Excellent. Where can people find your various content channels?
Yeah, so anybody that wants to follow me or Brave Wilderness, it's just at Coyote Peterson or at Brave Wilderness on any social platform. If you search Brave Wilderness on the internet, I would recommend you start by going down the crazy rabbit hole of content on YouTube. And if you really like what you see there, get ambitious, and you can go to Discovery Plus or Animal Planet on cable television, and you'll be able to find Brave Wild, which is our 18-part series that we produced for them.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us, Coyote.
Yeah, my pleasure, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
And that was Coyote Peterson, the purveyor of Brave Wilderness, the media empire that travels around the world and explores conservation animals and maybe gets them stung a few times here and there along the way. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. Thanks for joining us for this Meetings Today podcast. If you're interested in more of our podcasts, head on over to meetingstoday.com. Check out our podcast section, where you will find an array of interviews with industry leaders in the meetings and conventions world. Thanks for joining us. And no matter what you're up to with the rest of the day, go out and make it a great one, and don't get bitten or stung. Thanks.